Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at 60,000, selling at 1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's just talk about gold. Gold's breaking price records faster than politicians break promises. Not just once, not twice, multiple all-time highs this year alone. Now look at the election chaos ahead. Markets bouncing like a pinball machine. Saving accounts are getting crushed by inflation. But gold writes its own story. As usual, it's like clockwork. When election uncertainty goes up, gold climbs higher. Been that way since before your grandparents were born. That's why savvy investors aren't waiting. They're moving to Noble Gold Investments now because timing isn't just important, it's everything. Everything. Think about it. While everyone else debates left or right, you could be choosing up. The writing's on the wall. Question is, are you reading it? Visit x22gold.com today. And let's talk about putting history's most trusted asset to work for your future. Noble Gold experts will give you your options and you can take it from there. And if you sign up this month, you can get up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account. Some opportunities are too good to miss. Visit x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. And welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3489. And today's date is November 1st, 2024. And the title of the episode is Prepare for Insurgency and the Counterinsurgency. National Guard Activated. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum. You can see at this point their plan is completely and utterly backfiring on them. The people around the world, they're going to be pushing back pretty darn hard because as we can see, the entire economic system, it is completely and utterly manipulated. And people now are living in the real economy. They understand jobs aren't being created. They understand inflation is not going away. They understand that layoffs are coming. And what we're seeing is the real economy starting to emerge from all the manipulation. So the manipulation is being exposed. People can see it. And now the real economy is poking through. And soon what people are going to see, they're going to see the economic system completely and utterly fall apart around them. And the deep state players, the central bankers, what they're doing right now, they're trying to keep everything status quo long enough until after the elections. And I do believe after the elections, this is when things are really going to start to fall apart. And once again, when Trump wins, they're going to actually dump this on him, and they think that this is going to be a way where he's not going to be able to actually function with an economy that's completely and utterly imploding. But what's really going to happen is he's going to turn this around, and all the solutions that he's been talking about, he's doing it on purpose, as we know, because this is going to bring the economy to a place that it hasn't seen since maybe before the private West central bank system. And right now, every day that passes, we can see the market, it's having problems. It dropped last week over 1,000 points. Yes, it's being pumped up right now, but you can see that things aren't right. And when you really look at it, there's a lot of institutional investors that are now pulling out of the market, and they're being replaced by the retail investor. And this is what always happens during the last part of the crash of the market. And I do believe we're witnessing this right now. Now, we're going to be talking a little bit more about this and Trump's solution in a little bit. But first, let's talk about Germany right now, because Germany's economy is completely and utterly falling apart. As we know, Volkswagen, they're closing 3 plants, thousands of people being laid off. And the people of this country, they're pissed off, they're angry, they don't trust the government right now. And if you look at the satisfaction with their government, it is dropping like we've never seen before. Actually, it's at a record low, and it's getting worse and worse every single day. Why? Because they're pushing the Green New Scam. They're pushing the Great Reset. This is not helping the country. This is hurting the country. And what you're seeing with the entire EU, they were talking tough about, hey, we're going to place tariffs on China. We're not going to allow them to sell their cars here because we have automobile manufacturers that are going to be selling the cars, and they're going to be all electric. Well, it looks like the EU right now is starting to cave on preventing Chinese EV makers from doing business in Europe. What they're looking at right now is they're looking for other ways to actually charge China or do something as maybe alternative tariffs, but they don't want to place the tariffs on China like they were saying before. So they were beating their chest before, saying, yeah, we're going to be placing tariffs on China. We're going to stop China. Now, all of a sudden, they're backing off. They're caving to China's demands, and they are looking to strike a deal and avoid tariffs. I mean, this should tell you everything you need to know. What do you think is going to happen here in the U.S. with the Biden administration? You think they're going to be strong with tariffs? Or do you think in the end they're going to freaking back off of it? Of course they're going to back off of it. Why? Because they never intended to stop China. This was one gigantic bluff where they always use this on the people and then they back off of it. And I do believe that is what we'll see here in this country if Kamala gets in, which I don't believe she will. I do believe Trump, he has this. I mean, I think it's going to be a tough ride all the way up to the inauguration because they're going to try to stop him at all costs. But I do believe in the end, he's going to win. But look what the fake news is doing right now. They're trying to convince everyone that the economy is great, even though inflation is high, people losing their jobs, stock market came down 1,000 points. It's just going to get worse, but they're trying to gaslight the people. Patriots Art Control put this out and said, MSNBC wants you to know that you're doing great financially and that you're better off under Biden than you were under Trump. We are, again, as you said earlier, the envy of the world when it comes to the standard of living that Americans have. The gaslighting is insane, and it absolutely is insane. And when you look at the job numbers that came out, they're absolutely awful. 12,000 jobs were added. The private sector lost another 28,000 jobs, and government gained 40,000. Remember, the government doesn't produce anything. The government doesn't do anything. Actually, what this does is it uses all the taxpayers' money to pay for these additional 40,000 people. So did they add anything to the economy? Did they do any? No, absolutely not. The change in total non-farm payroll employment for August was revised down by 81,000 from plus 159,000 to plus 78,000. The change for September was revised down by 31,000 from a plus 254,000 to 223,000. With these revisions, employment in August and September combined is 112,000, lower than previously reported. Anyone shocked about this? Absolutely not. And the retail sector, lost 6,400 jobs. But the government, they increased the employment. Well, if you wanted to manipulate everything, this is the way you do it. You borrow a lot of money. Of course, the people of this country have to pay it back. And you give people jobs. Look, we're creating jobs. But what do these people do in these jobs? Nothing. Do they add anything to the economy? No. They're a drain on the economy. And when we lose the private sector, that is what really affects the economy. Trump War Room put this out and said, brutal. Just 12,000 jobs were created last month, far fewer than the 100,000 jobs economists expected. 46,000 manufacturing jobs were lost last month. And yes, they were lost. The only jobs that were actually created were healthcare. Of course, a lot of people sick because of the big pharma. Government, 40,000. Wholesale trade, 10,000. Construction, only 8,000. Information, 3,000. Utilities lost 17,000. Transportation lost 37,000. Leisure hospitality lost 4,000. Retail trade lost 6,400. Manufacturing lost 46,000. Professional business services lost 47,000. So when you really look at this, you can see the economy is heading in the wrong direction. And when you look at job openings, and the Kobisi letter on X put this out, job openings fell by 420,000 in September to 7.44 million, the lowest since January 2021. U.S. available job vacancies significantly missed expectations of 8 million. Since the March 2022 peak, job openings have now declined by 4.74 million or 39%. The ratio of job vacancies to unemployed workers fell to 1.1, below pre-pandemic levels. Furthermore, data now has been revised downward in 15 out of the last 20 months, the highest frequency in at least 15 years. The U.S. labor market is deteriorating. And what do we see happening right now? We see layoffs. Now, this is exactly what we've seen back in 2008. We're starting to see more layoffs. We've seen a lot already during this year. They're going to accelerate. And yes, layoffs have now jumped. Kobisi letter on X once again said U.S. layoffs jumped by 160,000 in September to 1.83 million, the second highest in 4 years. Monthly layoffs have increased by 540,000 or 42% over the last 3 years as labor market has slowed. As a result, the layoff rate, measuring the number of layoffs as a percentage of a total employment, rose by 1.2%, the highest since December of 2020. Meanwhile, private sector layoffs spiked to 1.78 million, the highest in about 4 years. Further evidence of a weakening labor market. Absolutely. And you can see there are a lot more retail investors getting into the market. Why? Because institutional investors are leaving the market. The Kobisi letter on X, U.S. stocks have seen the largest outflow by institutional investors since 2015. Net selling reached approximately $6 billion last week, the second largest in at least 15 years, according to the Bank of America. This is also approximately 50% larger than the 2024 record inflows of approximately $4 billion seen a few weeks ago. Professional investors appeared to be pulling out of the market after a historic rally this year. The S&P 500 is up approximately 20% year to date and 40% over the last 12 months, or four times the average annual return since 1957. Are stocks overdue for a correction? Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen. And U.S. consumers, they're expecting higher stock prices over the next 12 months, which means they have accepted the Kool-Aid. They're watching the market. The institutional investors pumped it up, and now they're removing themselves from the market. Retail investors are coming in because they believe it's going to go even higher. And what's going to happen, just like in 2008, we're going to see the market completely and utterly fall apart. And we're starting to see the same exact patterns. They look very, very similar. And I do believe, yes, this is all set up because once the elections are over and we have that time period between the elections and the inauguration, I do believe this is when we're going to see quite a bit happen, where we're probably going to see maybe a cyber attack, maybe right before the election or during the election. So they could say the election results were manipulated. They might say it happened before the cyber attacks. They planted a malware into the system. But I do believe they're going to use all of this to explain away why the entire economic system is falling apart. Plus, they'll also put all of this onto Trump. And I do believe that is their plan from the very, very beginning. And they're going to try to push this crash as hard as they possibly can because they are trying to do what? They're trying to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Scam. But the interesting thing is that Kamala, she has, you know, Bill Clinton and Michelle Obama and Barack Obama. They're all campaigning for her. But every time Bill Clinton goes out there, it seems like he's helping Trump. He said, yeah, if we vetted people on the border, it'd be a lot safer in the country. Then he said that the economy was better under Trump. And this is why he was campaigning in Michigan for Kamala. I mean, is he campaigning for Trump now? It's starting to seem that way. Trump responds and he says the following. Bill Clinton just said the economy was better under Trump. Actually, it was much better. In fact, it was the best economy in the history of the United States of America. I am about growth. Kamala's about inflation, failure, and death at the border. Absolutely. And once again, Trump added another solution to all the other solutions that he has given so people understand that we can turn this economy around very, very quickly. And I do believe he is now doing all this because he knows what's coming. He knows the system's about to fall apart. The central bank is going to be at their weakest point, and he can use all of this against them. And all he has to do is a couple of things, and a couple of things that he will do, like drill and sell the oil overseas, bring the energy costs down. This is going to help right away. We don't even have to wait. We don't have to wait for the energy cost to go half. If it comes down 20 cents a gallon or 30 cents a gallon or a dollar a gallon, that is going to help the people right away, especially if we sell the oil to other countries. That's going to bring in a lot of currency. And once he introduces tariffs, that is also going to bring additional currency into this country, which is going to help immensely. So the country will turn around very, very quickly. People will probably spend more money because why? Because once he says you're not going to get taxed on tips, you're not going to get taxes on overtime, and eventually no income tax, this is going to actually help people make ends meet, and they'll feel a lot happier, a lot more comfortable, and they will spend money in the economy. At the same time, with the tariffs, companies are going to make a decision to come back, which means they're going to have to build plants. And I do believe he'll probably put forth some type of infrastructure bill that's actually going to improve the infrastructure of this country, but it's going to put a lot of people back to work. And to pay these people, yes, we can use the tariffs. Yes, we can use the sale of oil. And I do believe all of this is about to happen. And wait until he removes all the regulations. When he removes the regulations, this is going to help all the small businesses. It's going to help the corporations. This is going to help businesses come back to this country. And that's exactly what he said he's going to do. On day one, he's going to introduce an executive order, and he's going to direct all the federal agencies to immediately remove the burdensome regulations that are driving up costs of goods. So once again, what are we going to see? We're going to see the economy improve. Take a listen to what he said here.
Announcing today a new step that I'll take to get emergency price relief to all Americans. On day one, I will sign an executive order directing every federal agency to immediately remove every single burdensome regulation driving up the cost of goods. They drive up the cost of goods. We have so many regulations that hurt our country. I cut more regulations times four than any president in the history of our country. And that's why we had the best, we had the greatest economy in history. That's one of the reasons why. The other is I gave you the largest tax cut in the history of our country, including Ronald Reagan. Furthermore, I will create a new cabinet position for a senior member of my administration who will be tasked exclusively with doing everything in the federal government's power to reduce the cost of living. We have to. You not be able to live. And a lot of.
So right there, that should tell you everything you need to know. He's preparing for the crash. He's preparing for what is coming. And he's getting ready to push the economy like we've never seen before. Everything the central bank, the deep state players believe that they're doing, it's not going to happen the way they think. Yes, we will go through a very short period of darkness where people are like, holy crap, I lost my job. We see businesses going out of business. The market's crashing. People are nervous and afraid. But I do believe this short period of time is going to lead us into a time where we're going to see the golden age. Now, again, we will see the economy improve one step at a time. It's not just going to be like a light switch. You turn it on and everyone goes, hey, look at this. Everything is incredible. But every day that passes, you're going to see the economy improve and it's going to get better and better and better. I mean, think about when Trump first came into office in 2016. You didn't see an improvement a couple days later. You saw it in 2017. It got a little bit better. 2018 got a little bit better. 2019, even more so. And people were really feeling it every single day. But this time around, I think since he has the people with him, and I do believe he's going to get the House and we're going to get the Senate, I do believe this is going to be a lot easier for him to put all these things into place. And this is going to drive the economy like we've never seen before, which means the fiat currency, it's going to lose value very, very quickly. I do believe we're going to be turning to alternative currencies. I do believe we're going to be going to, back to the Constitution where we look at the gold and say, yes, we have gold. It's a confidence builder. I do believe we might use Bitcoin for international transactions where you can transfer your currency into Bitcoin and then use it overseas. And when you come back here, you can use local currency. I think a lot of countries are going to do this. Countries are going to have gold. They're going to have a local currency, but I think it will be interchangeable with Bitcoin. And I do believe this is going to make it a lot easier for countries to do business. We won't need the SWIFT system. We won't need the private central bank system. As Trump would say, we don't need the antiquated banking system the way we needed it. Like we need it today. I do believe that we're going to see other type of systems that are going to be out there. And I think the majority of the world is going to be using these alternative currencies. And people are going to really understand and see that inflation has been hurting them for a very long time. Yes, you can see it now. You see how expensive things are. But you know when you really see that inflation was bad? When you don't have any. When your currency holds its value and it increases your purchasing power. That's when people go, holy crap, I can't even believe we were in that type of economy. I can't even believe they allowed that to happen because I could see the difference now. I see the difference between the fiat currency that we're on that was worth 2 cents. And now I see the difference between the currency that we are on now and it's holding its value. What a difference. And everyone's lives are going to improve like we've never seen before. And I do believe we're getting closer and closer to that time. Let's talk about protecting our wealth, economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at 60,000, selling at 1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's just talk about gold. Gold's breaking price records faster than politicians break promises. Not just once, not twice, multiple all-time highs this year alone. Now look at the election chaos ahead. Markets bouncing like a pinball machine. Saving accounts are getting crushed by inflation. But gold writes its own story. As usual, it's like clockwork. When election uncertainty goes up, gold climbs higher. Been that way since before your grandparents were born. That's why savvy investors aren't waiting. They're moving to Noble Gold Investments now because timing isn't just important, it's everything. Think about it. While everyone else debates left or right, you could be choosing up. The writing's on the wall. Question is, are you reading it? Visit x22gold.com today. And let's talk about putting history's most trusted asset to work for your future. Noble Gold experts will give you your options and you can take it from there. And if you sign up this month, you can get up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account. Some opportunities are too good to miss. Visit x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see they are now preparing for the post-rigging of the election. And yes, you can rig the election after the election, because once again, if you don't certify or you try to stop the certification of the election, this is also rigging the election. Now, once again, Trump and the Patriots, they planned this out a long time ago, and Trump, he actually tricked the D's into taking the power away from the vice president, where the vice president would send the results back to the states. Kamala Harris, interestingly, who's running for the presidency, she does not have that power. So when Trump wins the election, they're trapped in all of this because they have a major problem on their hand. They can't send the results back to the states. So what do they have to do to stop Trump from actually taking office? Well, Jamie Raskin, as we know, kind of laid out the plans and let everyone know that they're pushing for a civil war. This is what they really wanted in the end. And to push the civil war, they're going to have an insurgency, which means they're going to create chaos during this period of time. Now, remember, the only way they can say that, hey, Trump really didn't win and we're not going to certify the election is something has to happen. I don't think they could just say, listen, yeah, we had a secure election. Everything was great, but we just don't want to certify him. That doesn't make any sense. I don't think that's the way it's going to play out. So something has to happen during the election. Now, we've been seeing the fraud. We've been seeing the fraud all over the place. And what's very interesting about this is now Trump is suing the different states, suing different areas, bringing these lawsuits, and it's not just him, the RNC, Trump, and the rest, and they are winning and showing people before the election, not after the election, before the election, that there is fraud. A lot of people, of course, putting out videos, pictures, everyone's now seeing the fraud up front. Compared to 2020, when you saw things afterwards. So people now, they are seeing it firsthand. They're calling everyone out on it. Everyone's starting to realize, look, when you touch the screen and you hit Trump, why does it go to Kamala? Why did it pick Kamala's entry instead of Trump's? People now are videotaping and people are putting it out all over the place. Yes, they're saying it's a glitch, but isn't it strange how the glitches are always in the favor of the D's? When did you ever see a glitch in favor of Trump? When you push Kamala, all of a sudden Trump highlights as the choice. Have you ever seen that before? No, you haven't. It's always in their favor. So that's how you know it's really not a glitch. It's all BS. But as they push the insurgency, we know what Trump and the Patriots are going to do. They're going to have a counterinsurgency, and that consists of we the people and the military, National Guard, and yes, the military. So I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are prepared for this and they're ready. And out in Nevada, we have the National Guard. They have been activated already. And we can see that they are now prepping to have a certain event during the election, maybe one day or 2 days before the election, or maybe during the election, or they might wait till after or a couple days after when they're counting or whatever they're doing to say something happened. Now, they could also say that because of what China was doing in Iran and Russia, they could say, you know, there was malware implanted in the Dominion machines. Oh, wait, didn't they say nationwide the Dominion machines aren't giving the right vote totals? So they're already prepping that narrative. They're already letting you know there's a problem with the systems. And I do believe as they start to dig deeper, I know they're saying it's a program error. It's, of course, it's a glitch. I do believe they'll probably come out with a story saying a foreign government, they're responsible for that. Because I don't think Dominion wants to be responsible for a programming error. Does that make any sense? And this programming error was tested throughout the entire country and nobody spotted it until it was pointed out. Same thing with like Jenna Griswold when all of a sudden the GOP said, listen, we see the passwords. It's in a hidden tab and everyone now has this. And Jenna Griswold let this go for like 5 days or something until they actually did something. Then it's too late. What did these people do to the systems? Remember, they could say there was an insider. And remember, there was a warning from DHS about insiders manipulating and having access to the systems. Doesn't mean it has to be on election day. It could be at any time. And if they screwed with the systems because the passwords were out there, guess what? We don't know who won the election. This is how they're going to try to stop Trump from taking office. This is the events that they're going to use. And it could be a combination of all of them together. And we could see this is the direction we're heading in right now. As we get closer and closer to the presidential election, I do believe this is why the stories are building and building and building. And we'll be talking a lot more about the insurgency, the counterinsurgency, and what Europe is preparing for, because they're telling their people to prepare for at least 72 hours or so. Why would they be preparing? For what? Because just like with COVID, when they released the virus, it wasn't just the US, it was the world. So if there is a cyber attack, if there is something that is coming, it's going to happen worldwide because they know when Trump wins the election, it's game over for them. So it's not just going to be here in the US, it's going to be worldwide. And they're going to say it was a worldwide attack from who? Oh, that's right. North Korea, China, Iran, Russia. Because in the end, what do they really want to do? They want to bring us to World War III. That's their entire push right now. And you can see they're pushing very, very hard. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening out in North Carolina with FEMA. Because, again, people are putting out stories that they had a lot of DEI initiatives. With the DEI initiatives, they were really focusing on that. They were focusing their money on illegals. And of course, the fake news is out there trying to convince everyone, no, that's not the real reason. That's not why FEMA didn't help North Carolina. They are helping North Carolina, but we know that that is the real reason. And James O'Keefe, once again, he went undercover and he got a whistleblower to admit that, yes, that FEMA focuses on DEI initiatives. This is what he put out. And this is what the whistleblower said. The number one goal of FEMA is to instill equity in emergency management. It's not to save lives. It's not to create stronger communities that will weather future disasters. And this is coming from Kelsey Goodman, a Federal Emergency Management Agency Hazard Mitigation Emergency Manager for Region 4. Goodman has come forward to discuss concerns about FEMA's response to recent disaster-stricken communities. After Hurricane Helene, North Carolina residents reported seeing few FEMA responders on the ground, despite the widespread devastation and flooding. Many people, Goodman observed, were videoing themselves stranded with little to no visible federal help. She described how residents are very upset. They don't see FEMA on the ground, adding, "We are not there," and they're frustrated. Goodman expressed frustration about FEMA's approach, stating their internal narrative differed from the experiences of those in the affected areas. She explained that internal employees were told they were doing everything right. Anyone who has a problem with the way they were doing things, they're bad actors. They're spreading misinformation. She detailed FEMA's increasing focus on equity initiatives, revealing we are prioritizing disadvantaged communities when there's no clear definition of what that is. According to her, This focus is detracting from FEMA's core mission to assist all Americans facing urgent needs after disasters. When you're dedicating that time and those resources to things that you can't tie to fact, you're not dedicating to the things that matter, which is helping American families stay safe. Despite potential risks, Goodman explained her motivation for coming forward. If you feel a calling from the Lord, you need to speak the truth. She called on FEMA to refocus on disaster response essentials, stating, "We have the resources. We need to get back to basics and use them to actually help people." So right there, that tells you everything you need to know, and that shows you why they really can't do much. And what's very interesting, since we're talking about whistleblowers, the whistleblower that came forward, who's the Border Patrol whistleblower, and he's in the movie Line in the Sand, which is a very, very good movie. You should see that. James O'Keefe did a great job. Zachary, who's the Border Patrol agent, they are now going after him. And they are now removing him from the Border Patrol. They basically retaliated against him. And he's having a very, very difficult time. In a recent letter signed by a division chief, Zachary's law enforcement authority has been temporarily revoked. The letter mandates the removal of his badge, tactical phone, radio, body armor, electronic control devices, relegating him to administrative duties with a significant cut in pay. And all because he came out and he started to talk about how they are trafficking children and how they're being told, you know, don't do anything. So this is how they treat whistleblowers. Remember going back in time when they said we have to protect the whistleblowers? It doesn't look like they really want to protect the true whistleblowers who are actually blowing the whistle on their entire agenda. And that is very, very clear. And you can see all the illegals who are coming up to this country, they're worried. They're saying, we got to get here before the elections, because if Trump wins, there's no way that we're going to be able to get into this country. So that's why you see a lot of illegals now heading towards the U.S. A lot of them are coming up on Election Day, and they're trying to get in here before Election Day because they know what's going to happen. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump, he was giving a speech out in Wisconsin, and he was letting everyone know that he's going to protect the women, and he's going to protect the women against child traffickers, drug traffickers, rapists, all the people that are coming over the border, he's going to protect them. And of course, what did Kamala Harris do? Well, she condemned Trump for wanting to protect women from crime, but actually she turned it around, saying that he's going to take women's rights away. Take a listen to what she said, then take a listen to what Trump said.
On the former president, Donald Trump's remark about women and whether they like it or not. And listen, it's just, it actually is, I think, very offensive to women in terms of not understanding their agency, their authority, their right, and their ability to make decisions about their own lives, including their own bodies.
They said, sir, I just think it's inappropriate for you to say, pay these guys a lot of money, can you believe it? I said, well, I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not. I'm going to protect them. I'm going to protect them from migrants coming in. I'm going to protect them from foreign countries that want to hit us with missiles and lots of other things. Remember, for 4 years we had no war other than I defeated ISIS, but I defeated...
As usual, Kamala and team, the deep state players, the fake news, they're putting out misinformation and disinformation. They are the leaders in misinformation and disinformation, and they spin everything. They take little sound bites and they pretend he's saying something about what they want when he's really not. And when you look at the, when you listen to the entire speech, you can hear very, very clearly what he's talking about. And once again, they love to spin these things. And what's very interesting, when you look at our founding fathers, look at the Constitution, they have always told us that to make this country great, you need to bring in quality people. And that is true. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth, economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at $60,000, selling at $1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's just talk about gold. Gold's breaking price records faster than politicians break promises. Not just once, not twice, multiple all-time highs this year alone. Now look at the election chaos ahead. Markets bouncing like a pinball machine. Saving accounts are getting crushed by inflation. But gold writes its own story, as usual. It's like clockwork. When election uncertainty goes up, gold climbs higher. Been that way since before your grandparents were born. That's why savvy investors aren't waiting. They're moving to Noble Gold Investments now, because timing isn't just important, it's everything. Think about it. While everyone else debates left or right, you could be choosing up. The writing's on the wall. Question is, are you reading it? Visit x22gold.com today. And let's talk about putting history's most trusted asset to work for your future. Noble Gold experts will give you your options and you can take it from there. And if you sign up this month, you can get up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account. Some opportunities are too good to miss. Visit x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Because you just can't have the Constitution without quality people. And bringing quality people into this country, those people are going to follow the rule of law. They're going to be upstanding citizens. They're going to actually help the country thrive because of their skills and what they want to give to the country. And our founding fathers, they knew this. And think about it. With the open borders today, are we bringing in quality? No, we're not. So basically what the deep state is doing, they're doing everything opposite the founding fathers actually wanted. John Daniel Davidson put this out and said, it's also one of the reasons we're coming apart. To remain itself, America needs a certain kind of people. The Adams quote might be overused, but it's true. Our Constitution was made only for moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Absolutely. And this is why you're seeing the country break down, because once again, we're not bringing in the quality. We're bringing in the dregs of society. We're bringing in the criminals. We're bringing in the terrorists. And that should tell you everything you know, because again, criminals are always going to work with other criminals. And they need the criminals to do their bidding, because again, criminals, they have no moral compass. If they tell the criminals, go burn down the city, they're going to do it. If they tell the criminals, go kill American citizens, they're going to do it. If they tell the criminals, loot all the stores, they're going to do it. Why? Because they have no moral compass. That's why the criminals in D.C. love to bring in the criminals, because they know they can depend on them to do all of these things. And yes, we have the criminals running Hollywood. We have the criminals running D.C. We have criminals running certain corporations, sports organizations, the propaganda news. The criminal syndicate is all around us. And now people can see the system. And it's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. Actually, all you got to do is look at all the people that are endorsing Kamala. These are all the people that are part of Diddy's parties, all part of the criminal syndicate. And now it's becoming very, very clear and easy to see. Now, what's very interesting is that John Legend's manager detailed terrifying experience at Sean Diddy Combs' New Year's Eve party. And she said that a man, you know, directed her into a bedroom, and she was in there with a man, and she didn't know what was going on. She didn't know if this was part of Diddy's thing or whatnot, but it looks like it's all part of the same thing. The other thing that's very interesting is that a man claiming to have been in possession of Sean Diddy Combs' alleged sex tapes testified before a grand jury. The videos allegedly featured 8 celebrities, 6 men, 2 women, and 2 to 3 of the individuals were minors. This individual claimed all of the stars allegedly depicted appeared to be under the influence in the footage and were seemingly victims and not perpetrators. Now, that is very, very interesting. So I wonder if we're going to see this. I think this is why Adam Schiff is so nervous and afraid, because, again, he let everyone know, if you see these videos or these pictures, these are not real. These are created by AI. So once again, they're trying to protect themselves, and we see that this is not going to work out too well for them, because think about it. All this evidence is now coming out. I do believe at the right time, at the right moment, all of it will be produced. And you could see Biden is definitely involved in this. First of all, he has the sniffing problem. Secondly, now, during Halloween, he's going around biting children. Now they're eating the children. It's a shame. Liz Crokin put this out and said, Jill and Joe Biden host pedophile-themed Halloween party for children. You really can't make this up. Jill Biden dressed up as a panda bear, a pedophile symbol, as Joe Biden bit a baby dressed up as a chicken, while a man in line with a child for trick-or-treating wore a pizza costume. The guy that's wearing the chicken is Chicken Lovers. It's also known pedophile slang that James Alefantis used on Instagram, which means an adult man who is sexually attracted to children. Not to mention that we learn from the emails of Hillary Clinton, John Podesta, and associates, they also like to sacrifice chickens to Moloch in addition to their love of pizza. And you don't need me to remind you that pizza is an FBI-confirmed pedophile code word. I mean, they should have just thrown the party at Comet Ping Pong. They're not even attempting to hide who they are anymore. And they're really not. I wonder if that's being done on purpose, thinking that, hey, we got this. We don't got to worry about this. Nobody can touch us. And now everyone is starting to see the truth, especially with Epstein's client list, which I do believe that's going to be released. I do believe that we're going to see the videotapes of Diddy. And I do believe that everything that Liz Crokin has done with all these different terms of pizza, chicken, and her investigations, I do believe that's going to be brought forth. And you're going to start to see all the pieces of the puzzle start to come together. And this is why they have these warehouses of children. I mean, really, that's what they look like. Yes, they say they're shelters, but in the line of sand with James O'Keefe, they actually saw these different areas, and they are guarded like it's Fort Knox. It's absolutely unbelievable. And they're keeping the children in there. And again, why are they so afraid? Why are they guarding them the way they are? Why don't they want you to know what's really going on? Because it's a gigantic trafficking system. That's why. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that you can see the entire propaganda outlet, which is the fake news. The whole thing is one gigantic illusion. And people are like, why do I always see this article? Why do I always see all of this? Because the social media platforms, the search engines, you name it, they're pushing the propaganda to the front. So this is all you see. This is how they try to control the nation. And what's very interesting is that the Washington Post, they pay a small amount each month to show articles in feeds on Facebook and other social media platforms. But the paper aggressively ramped up its paid advertising campaign, boosting dozens of articles related to the election. While the articles about Vice President Kamala Harris were relatively neutral in tone and focus on her innovative digital strategy, her policy proposals, and her chances of winning next week, the articles that the Post paid to highlight about Trump told a different story. These are all anti-Trump articles, and they pay the social media platforms, and they boost them up to the top. Now, a lot of these social media platforms, they just do it because of their algorithms, and most of these different papers don't really even have to pay, and we've seen that time and time again. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Elon Musk He's being ordered to attend a hearing over a civil suit accusing his political action committee of running an illegal lottery and trying to influence voters. He was summoned to an emergency court hearing on Thursday over the 1 million prizes he's been awarding registered voters in swing states. And what's very interesting about this, and really think about this, is happening out in Pennsylvania. We know that Shapiro is buddy-buddies with George Soros' son, which is very, very interesting. But we found out a lot more about what's happening out in Pennsylvania, and Laura Loomer put this out and said, the sister of the Democratic judge who is overseeing Elon's court hearing in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania today, is a rabid Trump hater who hates Elon Musk and has donated to Kamala Harris's presidential campaign. Elon Musk has been ordered to personally appear before Judge Angelo Fogliata in Philadelphia at 10 a.m. as it relates to his 1 million giveaways to people who signed his swing state petition for the 2024 presidential election. I've exclusively uncovered that the judge and his sister speak at his robing ceremony in February of 2012, and the same sister is a donor of Kamala Harris. That's interesting. When you look at the FEC records, you could see this is absolutely true. So how can this judge then be allowed to oversee Elon Musk's hearing when Elon has endorsed Trump? And the judge invited his sister to his official judge robing ceremony as a keynote speaker when she is openly anti-Trump and anti-Elon Musk and a donor to Harris. This is a major conflict of interest. She must recuse herself, absolutely. But you know, this is what they set up. This was done on purpose. This is not by accident. Just like Letitia James, just like Fannie Willis, just like everything else that we've seen. It's all anti-Trumpers, lawfare, going after Trump. And look, they're trying to stop Elon Musk. This is going to fail like everything else. And when everything else fails, you know what they do? They push distractions. And this is going to be the distractions of all distractions. What are they pushing? They're pushing World War III. And you have to remember, as they push World War III, as they make you think we're getting closer to war, which I do believe they're going to continue to do this all the way up to the certification of elections and even the inauguration, even probably after this, what does Trump have? He has the most powerful weapon there is. It's called peace. And once he ushers in peace, doesn't matter what the time frame is, once he ushers in peace, everything that they're trying to do completely falls apart. But you're going to see the buildup to war, which we're seeing right now. Right now, we see Iran, they're preparing a major retaliatory strike from Iraq within days. And Israel, their intelligence agencies, they are reporting this. Out in North Korea, we can see things are starting to build up. Actually, Blinken already confirmed that North Korea does have troops. They have arrived at Ukraine, and yes, they're at the front lines in Ukraine. And you could see that North Korea now is coming into the picture. And remember, going back in time, they were going to use North Korea to start World War III. Starting to seem like this is exactly where we're heading once again. Remember, Trump went down to North Korea, spoke to Kim Jong-un, walked across the DMZ, met Kim Jong-un on the other side in North Korea, then came back with him to the South Korean side. And since then, and when Trump was in office, they stopped all missile firings. They stopped pretty much everything. Now, since Biden has been in the White House, all of a sudden, North Korea is firing missiles. North Korea is getting a nuclear program. They're doing everything that Trump stopped. Now, do you think this is a coincidence? Absolutely not. Because I do believe what's happening right now is that North Korea, the deep state players, they're going to try to push North Korea into starting a war. Now, remember, Trump, he writes letters to Kim Jong-un. He knows the Rocket Man. You don't think Trump can actually negotiate with him now and have peace? Absolutely. And North Korea right now, they have launched a new intercontinental ballistic missile design to threaten the U.S. Now, if we go back in time, North Korea was supposed to be the catalyst for World War III. They were going to fire a missile, most likely from a submarine or so, and they were going to begin the war. And it looks like we are on track for that right now. And actually, when you look at what's happening out in Ukraine, the U.S. now is warning North Korean and Russia that this deployment of North Korean soldiers could lengthen and broaden the war. It's exactly what the deep state wants. But again, Trump and the Patriots, they know this plan. They know the playbook. And I do believe Trump is going to turn this all around on them. They're going to push war. People are going to reach the precipice, but Trump is going to usher in peace. And that reminds me of Post 2658. This is January 6th, very interestingly, 2019. It says, remember when Deese and the fake news media plus Fakewood pushed mass fear that POTUS would start World War III, North Korea? That's very interesting. Then we have POTUS with an arrow pointing to peace on the Korean Peninsula, pointing another arrow pointing to no further missile tests or uranium enrichment. So I do believe that at this point, Trump, he has the ability to shut this down. The deep state players are doing what they do best. They're following their playbook. And Trump and the Patriots, they know this playbook. And they're going to use it against them. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, Trump, he was with Tucker Carlson on Halloween. And he said something very, very interesting about John Bolton. George put this out and said, Trump describing how he used warmonger John Bolton to his advantage is gold. Bolton was his negotiation bulldog. I call that 3D chess. I thought he'd be great because he was so stupid. He was like a boiler. When Kim Jong-un saw him, he said, oh shit, I think the guy wants to go to war, so he was great for me to negotiate with. Who gave Trump permission to be this funny? And that's very, very interesting. So he kept his enemies close to him. He used these people to his advantage. Think about all the other people that he kept close to him. He used them for what he needed. And this is how you manipulate the deep state players. This is how you get what you want. And again, this is the art of war, or the art of the deal, if you really think about it. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see the deep state players, they're getting pissed off and angry because people are now shying away from vaccines because everything that they saw during COVID, people are hesitant to get vaccines. And the deep state players, they're very, very angry with this, especially with RFK Jr. coming into the picture. He's going to show the people a completely different world. And when he shows the people a different world and stops the revolving door, Big Pharma is going to be in trouble. The WHO's going to be in trouble. Bill Gates is going to be in trouble. Everything that they built is going to come tumbling down around them. And what's very interesting is that WHO's Tedros, he says it's time to be more aggressive in pushing back on anti-vaxxers. They use COVID as an opportunity and all the havoc they are creating. Well, guess what? Nobody's taken this. Yes, you might have some people in the blue state still taking it, but the majority of people, they're not going along with this anymore. And they're starting to see the truth of what happened during COVID. And think about it. Andrew Cuomo, and we had other governors, Governor of Pennsylvania and others, that threw sick people into the nursing homes to build the death rate, to scare the people. Well, Cuomo, he just went in front of Congress, and now the panel that accused Cuomo is now referring him to the Department of Justice. Now, again, the referral doesn't really carry any legal weight, and it's really up to the Justice Department on whether they prosecute. Now, again, the point of it is getting the referral, because when Trump brings in his people, cleans out the DOJ, they can take the referral and this case could be prosecuted. So yes, right now, everything that the House is doing, yes, it's on standby, because again, you can't have justice if you have a criminal syndicate. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth, economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin. With only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply, Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at 60,000, selling at 1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's just talk about gold. Gold's breaking price records faster than politicians break promises. Not just once, not twice, multiple all-time highs this year alone. Now look at the election chaos ahead. Markets bouncing like a pinball machine. Saving accounts are getting crushed by inflation. But gold writes its own story. As usual, it's like clockwork. When election uncertainty goes up, gold climbs higher. Been that way since before your grandparents were born. That's why savvy investors aren't waiting. They're moving to Noble Gold Investments now because timing isn't just important, it's everything. Think about it. While everyone else debates left or right, you could be choosing up. The writing's on the wall. Question is, are you reading it? Visit x22gold.com today, and let's talk about putting history's most trusted asset to work for your future. Noble Gold experts will give you your options, and you can take it from there. And if you sign up this month, you can get up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account. Some opportunities are too good to miss. Visit x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Because the DOJ is not going to do anything. The FBI is not going to do anything. So you put everything into place for afterwards. Everything's already set up and it's ready to go. Plus, it shows the people that, yes, he did this on purpose. He knowingly did this, just like the other governors. They did the same exact thing. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is RFK, he is now recommending Florida Surgeon General for HHS Secretary, which I think is a very, very good pick. Remember, he's been out there telling everyone, be careful of the vaccines. He did studies showing the people that have taken the vaccines, especially the young children, they end up with heart problems. And again, this is Dr. Joseph Latipo. And I think this would be a very, very good pick because once again, he doesn't go along with the establishment. He actually does his research. He looks into things and he does a great job in doing all of this. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that, remember, going back in time, Trump, during his debate against Kamala, they said that the crime statistics have gone down. And then all of a sudden the FBI reversed that and they said, no, crime has gone up. And they reissued a different crime statistic report because, remember, in all the blue states and all the other areas, a lot of these areas didn't have to report it, and they didn't report it. So now Comer is demanding information of why all of a sudden they decided to reverse what they had before. And they're demanding all documents and communications internal to the FBI related to the 2021, 2022, and 2023 crime in the nation statistics. All documents and communications between the FBI and the Department of Justice related to the 2021, 2022 and 2023 crime in the nation's statistics. All documents and communications between the FBI and the White House related to the 2021, 2022 and 2023 crime in the nation's statistics. So once again, we're going to see a very, very different picture, and you're going to see that crime has gone up dramatically because they're going to drill down and they're going to find out that, yeah, crime is off the charts. And again, Trump, he's going to be right again. He's actually already right, but I think it's going to be a lot worse than people can even imagine. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, as we approach the election, as we approach January 6, 2025, you could see the deep state players, they're sending a message, letting everyone know, if you try to interfere with our fraudulent election, we are going to put you in jail. And what they're doing is they're still putting people behind bars. BNO News Live put this out and said, Nearly 4 years later, January 6 suspects are still being arrested, convicted, and jailed this week. Father and son from New Jersey arrested, West Virginia man arrested, Illinois man pleads guilty, Texas man found guilty, two men from Virginia found guilty, Colorado man sentenced to 3 years, California man sentenced to 1 year. Absolutely disgusting. And remember, none of these charges are for an insurrection because they didn't create an insurrection. There are no weapons there. The police allowed them in there. They toured the building. Who actually had the insurrection? Oh, that's right. It was the deep state players, DOJ, the FBI, Antifa, Capitol Police. Remember, they always project what they do onto us, the law-abiding citizen. And what's very interesting is that you could see the deep state players, the propaganda news, they love taking Trump's speeches or his interviews and they cut it, splice it, and they try to make him say something that he never said. And that's exactly what happened with Liz Cheney. The media is absolutely dishonest. So take a listen to what Trump said compared to what the media is putting out there. So the media, they put out these headlines. Trump says of Liz Cheney, put her with a rifle standing there with nine barrels shooting at her. Now, again, they didn't explain this in context. So they're trying to say that he wants her in front of a firing squad, which is absolutely ridiculous. Take a listen to the interview with Tucker.
Barrel shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face. You know, they're all war hawks when they're sitting in Washington in a nice building saying, oh, gee, Will, let's send 10,000 troops right into the mouth of the enemy. But she's a stupid person. And I don't.
So right there, that tells you everything you need to know. Just like when you look at all the people that are endorsing Kamala, you can see who's part of the pedo network. Jennifer Aniston, she came out and voted for Kamala, endorsed Kamala. LeBron James, he endorsed Kamala. We have J-Lo, she endorsed Kamala. Anyone starting to see the picture now? And also LeBron, he put out this video of Trump saying certain words. Of course, he spliced it and it made it look like Trump was going after black people. Like he wants to bring us back to the time where black people were being arrested, beaten and things like that. Again, this is disgusting. They're manipulating what Trump says. And these people are very, very dishonest. They're taking it completely out of context and they're putting it together with video, trying to convince people that this is what he's saying. Again, this is a form of election interference because it's nothing that he said and they're creating something that he didn't do. And once again, you could see all these people, they are panicking like we've never seen before. I bet you Mark Cuban is panicking because he came out with the statement that there are no strong, intelligent women that support Trump. So they're now openly attacking the millions of strong, intelligent women fighting alongside Trump every day to make America great again. So you mean like Alina Haba? She's a strong, intelligent woman. Think about all the women that surround Trump. The press secretaries, other attorneys, other people in his administration. And now there's a huge amount of blowback. Actually, Trump responded to this and said, Mark Cuban, a really dumb guy who thinks he's hot stuff, but he's absolutely nothing, is now out there saying that I don't surround myself with strong women. Actually, he is very wrong. I surround myself with the strongest of women, with the understanding that all women are great, whether strong or not strong. This guy is such a fool. He's constantly on television being critical and only for the reason that I turned him out completely while president because he called incessantly. I told him very pointedly, look, Mark, I got a lot of things to do. I just can't be taking so many pointless calls from you. In any event, they affected him greatly because he's a very insecure guy, a major loser, always has been and always will be. Nobody likes him. Nobody respects him. And he's unattractive both inside and out. He should go back to talk about the person he was forced to support because I didn't want it. Lying Kamala Harris. Also, he's got no club head speed. I may in fact be surrounded by the strongest women in the world, including heads of countries who make Mark look like a baby. All strong women and women in general should be very angry about this weak man statement. And they are. They're very, very angry. But you could see the deep state players, they're getting worried and they're already starting to point the fingers at each other, and they're assigning blame for a potential Kamala Harris loss. And they're very, very worried about this. And wait until you see this completely and utterly break down where everyone's blaming everyone else. Because again, think about all the people that surround Kamala Harris. They're all losers. They're all DEI. It's absolutely unbelievable. And think about what Biden said when he said we're all garbage. They call the people that they're supposed to represent garbage, fascists, Nazis, deplorables, MAGA extremists. Really think about that for a second. Are these the leaders that people actually want? Trump never calls the people names. Yes, he calls the criminals names. Those people that are elected, those people that are in different agencies. Of course, yes, the propaganda news outlets, those people that are doing the reporting. Yes, he calls them names, but not the people of the country, not the D's. He never, ever does this. And that should tell you everything you need to know. But what's very interesting is that they altered the official transcript without the stenographer approval, which is a violation of the Presidential Records Act. But since they called Trump supporters garbage, what did Trump do? Well, he decided to get into a garbage truck and put on the vest, and now he's a garbage man. Now he worked as a garbage man. He worked as a McDonald's employee. I guess in this economy, you need two jobs to make it by, if you really think about it. And once again, this completely and utterly backfired on them. James Comer put this out on X and said, "The Biden-Harris White House just got caught in a clear effort to lie to the American people. The White House needs to immediately turn over the emails and communications, at least Stefanak and I demanded yesterday, and make Fed employees involved available to talk with GOP oversight." Absolutely. And the other thing that's really interesting is that Jimmy Kimmel, on his show, urged Trump supporters to vote late, an act that previously saw a social media influencer charged with election interference. So Jimmy Kimmel is telling Trump supporters to vote late. Remember going back in time when we had Douglas Mackey put out a meme? Didn't they press charges against him? Absolutely. This is the same exact thing. This is what Douglas Mackey put out. "When I made an election joke, the deep state used it as a pretext to conduct a phishing expedition against me, subpoenaing all my financial records, leases, employment information, and pay stubs and email accounts. Will Jimmy Kimmel enjoy the same?" And remember, there's no gray area here. Kimmel did exactly what Mackey was arrested for. The Justice Department under Biden and Harris must, in their relentless pursuit to save democracy, they must arrest Jimmy. Do you think that's really going to happen? No, you see the two-tier justice system. It's very, very clear. And the other thing that's very, very clear is we could see the election interference. And what's very interesting, when you look at the voting machines out in Kentucky, all these touchscreen systems, when you push Trump, all of a sudden Kamala lights up. Now, of course, they came out. They said it was a glitch. First, they said it wasn't happening. Then they said it was a glitch. But like I said before, it's very odd that every single one of these glitches is always in favor of Kamala Harris and the deep state players. When did you see a glitch where it was the opposite way? You click Kamala and all of a sudden Trump lights up. Have we seen any of these? Absolutely not. So is it really a glitch? Absolutely not. Then in Arkansas, we saw the same thing happen once again. So we're seeing it all over the place. Again, this is not a glitch if it's happening the same way in all these different locations. So that tells us everything we need to know. Plus, we have been seeing, and this is before the election, and yes, there's a lot of suits. A lot of people are putting this out on social media. People are seeing the election fraud. And we now have seen 10 election irregularities that have occurred during early voting so far. Fraudulent voter registration scheme, ballot drop box set on fire. We've seen votes being switched, voter suppression, fraudulent ballots, ballot harvesting, cyber attacks like the one out in Georgia. We see the label printing problems, candidates' political parties switched on the ballots. missing people on the ballots, or they're told to go to the second page and nobody really knows to go to the second page. It's absolutely unbelievable what we're seeing right now. But out in Pennsylvania, we could see there's a lot of fraud out there. And Trump has been suing, the RNC has been suing, they're bringing lawsuits and they're winning these lawsuits. And once again, they're getting caught in the cheating. Trump, he put this out on Truth, said, "We caught them cheating big in Pennsylvania. Must announce and prosecute now. This is a criminal violation of the law. Stop voter fraud. Check out Kamala's new sleazebag lawyer. We're on them all this time. Who would have ever thought that our country is so corrupt?" Absolutely. And when you look at Colorado with Jenna Griswold, she knew about the passwords going back to October 24th. Now, once again, the only reason that she did anything, because it was brought to her attention, everyone's attention, by the Colorado GOP. If they didn't say a word, the passwords would have been leaked and no one would have known about it. It was in a hidden tab, and this was done on purpose. It was knowingly done to manipulate the election. Remember, they came out with this whole report that it's going to be insiders who are going to manipulate everything. Now we can see it. And now, were these machines manipulated? How do we know now? Since people had the passwords, people had the ability to get into it, change things. That's very interesting. And we could see out in Arizona, we're seeing the fraud out there. Liz Harrington put this out on X and said, "Maricopa County Republican Committee sues Maricopa County, demands secure elections. When confronted with his own passwords and the fact they are illegal because they are vendor supplied, Maricopa County claimed it knows nothing about this. Who's running the election then?" And then a judge in Arizona ruled that the Democrat Secretary of State must immediately release the list of nearly 100,000 voters who officially marked as U.S. citizens when they hadn't even provided documentary proof. George put this out and said, "Judge Scott Blaney also awarded attorney fees to the Election Integrity Patrol for their trouble. The court finds specifically that the secretary has not established by a preponderance of the evidence that production of the records would violate rights or privacy or confidentiality or would be detrimental to the best interest of the state. Judge Blaney also required them to do this by noon on Monday, the eve of the election. He's not playing. The state failed to do its job in verifying the citizenship status of well over 200,000 voters in total. Gee, I wonder why. Because they were going to use him to cheat. That's why. And look, they were caught before the election. Fraud, fraud, fraud. That is what we're seeing right now. But the other thing that's very interesting is that Maine, the students in schools, and this is something like 20,000 young voters, they did a mock election. And this consisted of over 140 schools. And it looks like Trump won the election, 52% to Harris's 40.8%. So the young generation, they know. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see there's election interference now happening with foreign governments. And I do believe this is going to ramp up, especially with cyber attacks and everything else. America First Legal put this out and said, UK-based Center for Countering Digital Hate is leveraging its connections to the Biden-Harris admin to illegally engage in an influence campaign to stop free speech in the U.S. They targeted Robert Kennedy Jr. and more. That is interesting. Elon Musk responded to this and said, election interference by a foreign entity is a felony criminal violation. Absolutely. And then you could see the fake news. They've been putting these stories out there, and it's coming from the head of U.S. cybersecurity. And they say overseas hackers are trying to disrupt the election. The director of cyber and infrastructure security says U.S. adversaries are targeting the election with Russian, Chinese, and Iranian operators trying to disrupt the vote with disinformation ahead of Election Day. So all of a sudden, we have foreign governments now manipulating the elections. How much you want to bet this is going to turn into some type of cyber interference, and it's going to be from a foreign entity? It looks like we're building up to this right now. But if we go back to 2020, and this is very interesting because Christopher Porter put this out, he says, "I was the U.S. intelligence officer in charge of analysis of election threats in 2020. There was never any reason to think the Hunter Biden laptop was illegitimate. To this day, I have no idea what basis FBI had in telling companies this. As far as I can tell, They just made it up. Ezra Cohen responded to this and said, "Extremely important comment from the former National Intelligence Officer for Cyber. What Chris is revealing is a concerted effort by the permanent security state to interfere in the U.S. election in 2020, which means they're going to interfere in the election now." I do believe, since they've been saying the election is secure, it's safe, they did this on purpose because if Kamala wins, they can say there's no manipulation. If she loses, they could say, we thought it was secure, but it looks like a foreign government got through and they manipulated the elections. And you're already starting to see the manipulation all over the place. And which means they're going to do something post-election. And they're going to try to stop Trump from basically taking office. And Jamie Raskin, he told us the plan. And he said, we want a civil war. We want to use the 14th Amendment on Trump. Take a listen to what Jamie Raskin says here.
Up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody in civil war conditions, all because...
So we know their plan. I don't know if it's the full plan, but I think this is the general idea. They like to tell you ahead of time, so this way if you don't stop it, they can't be blamed. So they like to put that out there. And we know that they're going to push an insurgency. That's really what this is going to be. Lara Logan put this out and said, "You have resisted every form of provocation. You have not taken the bait. Don't do it now. If something makes you angry or upset, take a deep breath. Call your local law enforcement and let them deal with it. Do not take the bait, even if the outrage injury appears to be coming from your own side." Remember, they used Fox to sell the steal in 2020, not CNN or MSNBC. Exactly. Because in the end, what do they want? They want an insurgency. They want a civil war. Why? Because they're trying to set Trump up. Robert Randanen put this out and said, the playbook. Delegitimize the Trump win. Must happen quickly and delay any certification. Prevent certification via chaos, threats to key congresspeople, immense media pressure, and massive public protests and street riots. Rent a mobs and useful idiots. The mob is crucial. The mob muscle is the most important pressure mechanism. Move the decision to SCOTUS and pile on the pressure to avoid Trump's win. Media surround sound lionizes the mob as freedom fighters fighting for democracy, and it's nonstop. The country is on fire. The SCOTUS justices are intimidated as they were in 2020. Install Trump in office and the whole country will burn down. Redo the election? Can't. The country will burn down. SCOTUS acquiesces to save the country and appoints Harris, and the blob maintains control via their color revolution. Per Benz, the final arrangement is a compromise, a split between the guys with guns, often feds, versus more local enforcement. They stand down. How do you stop a color revolution? Well, we have examples of it. Several of them in different areas of the world have in fact been intercepted and stopped, but it takes some strong action. There are three key vulnerabilities. They are the media control, rent a mob generation, and corporate extortion funding it. The blob has to control the narrative. They must portray the plight of poor demonstrators as highly moral, a fight for freedom against tyranny. The rioters are saints fighting against a clearly stolen election. The rioters are the saviors of democracy. Problem, tens of millions of us are no longer paying attention to their propaganda, all the fake news outlets. If we were, Trump would not be in the lead. X is the number one foil. But so are all these long-form podcasts, citizen journalists, on Locals, Rumble, Truth, etc. The counter-narrative is leaking out all over the place. Joe Rogan is almost a force of nature. They must control the narrative. Seems to explain why the Soros purchased around 200 radio stations and they got fast-tracked. But what percentage of the population listens to those stations, aside maybe from live sport broadcasts? Think about this for a second. If they want to control the narrative and Soros purchased the radio stations, do they have to shut down social media then? Yeah, probably. So this way all you have is TV and the radio stations. I wonder, that's why we have the emergency system on the phones. That's interesting. And now they're pissed off and angry because Jeff Bezos didn't endorse Harris. So once again, they're sitting there looking at this saying, okay, Washington Post, LA Times, what's going on here? Do we still have them? Do we still control them? And again, if they don't have the narrative and they don't have the mobs, remember, these are paid mobs. Remember, 6,000 Antifa BLM people were at Kamala Harris's rally. If they can't control that, they won't be able to complete the insurgency. Plus, they want the Trump supporters out on the streets. So when you look at the rent-a-mobs cost a lot of money. BLM, to stage the George Floyd riots in 2016 and 2021, was an order of about $83 billion. And the total to all NGOs has been reported as over $200 billion. So right there, they used a lot of money. Maybe this is why Kamala is pulling her campaign funds from all these different states. Maybe they're basically taking these funds now and preparing for afterwards. Remember, to do this, they've been planning this for quite a while. This is not something they just picked up and went ahead with. So when you see all of this, this is the insurgency. Trump, he knew this day was coming. He knew that Obama was going to push the insurgency, its infiltration from within. We saw it back in 2020. This is why he created the counterinsurgency. He already has the military. He got the military back in 2020. Plus, when they completed the insurrection on January 6th, the military took control. That's one part of the counterinsurgency. The other part of the counterinsurgency is the people. Without the people awake, without the people understanding what's going on, the people would have fell right in line with the insurgency. They would have believed the narrative. They would have believed everything that was being said. They would have gone along with it. Trump countered this completely by waking the people up with Joe Biden. Yes, he put him there as the resident, not just to show how he's destroying the country, but for this very moment, because the people needed to be awake, they needed to think logically, and they needed to understand what was happening. So a successful counterinsurgency often integrate military operations with civil governance, economic development, and social reforms. Population-centric focus, protecting civilians and winning the support is crucial, as populations can either be a source of support for insurgents or provide the intelligence needed to defeat them. Adaptability. Strategies need to adapt to the evolving tactics of insurgents and changing political landscapes. Political will and resources. Long-term commitment, both in terms of political will and resources, is necessary for a sustained counterinsurgency effort. Each example highlights the importance of not just military prowess, but also political strategy, economic development, and cultural understanding in countering the insurgencies effectively. And this is why Trump needed to wake the people up. And you can see definitely something is being prepared, because the EU Commission is calling on its citizens to stock up on supplies, as most bloc countries are not in a position to ensure the survival of their citizens for at least 3 days. What do they see coming? Is something going to happen? The National Guard was activated in Nevada for Election Day. I wonder if other states are going to do this also. This should be very, very interesting. But you have to remember, when we see all this happen and when we see the deep state players saying that the elections have been manipulated, the elections are not run by the federal government. The elections are run by the states. And Karma Patriot, she put out a really good thread on Truth Social. If you're not following her on Truth, you should go over there, follow on Truth, follow her on Telegram. And she put out a thread and it says, paper ballots, voter ID, hand counts. As part of designated elections as critical infrastructure, states were required to draft continuity of operation plans in the event of cyber attacks, foreign or domestic interference on Election Day. Thread two. The Obama-inspired EAC shows a guidance document addressing coup for elections. Constitutionally, elections are controlled by the state, not the federal government or the military. All elections, dates, and legislation are set by the state statute. Here's a link to each individual state laws relating to election emergencies addressing postponement or relocation of an election, executive branch role in election emergencies, examples of emergencies around the nation, potential mitigation strategies. Here's a link to the National Association of Secretaries of State summary of state laws regarding presidential ballot access for the general election. So she gave all these links showing everyone, look, the states are responsible. They have a plan that is put into place, which is continuity of government for the elections, which is very, very interesting. Thread three. And just in case you have doubts that the RNC, America First Legal, Article 3 Project, Project 2025, Turning Point USA, countless other conservative groups are out there fighting every single day for election integrity, here are just a few of many cases currently being litigated. And she lists all the different dockets. And if the deep state's weapon of choice in a last-ditch effort to cheat on November 5th is a cyber attack, foreign interference, insider interference, read through the continuity links and trust that we will be armed and ready with a counterattack. Paper ballots, voter ID, hand counts. The SAVE Act is already passed in the House. I do believe if we see any of these things, and we can see they're prepping for all this because they're preparing to do something like this, I do believe, yes, it will go to the Supreme Court. Yes, they will make a ruling, but I don't think they'll be as threatened as deep state thinks they'll be threatened, because I do believe the counterinsurgency is actually going to counter everything the deep state is going to do. Plus, they're not going to get the civil war that they want because the people are awake. They're not just going to join in. Even if they have a communication blackout, which it looks like this is what is going to happen to control the narrative, the people aren't going to go along with any of this. And remember, we do have Starlink. We do have backup systems. So I do believe the messages are going to be getting out there. And I don't think this plan is going to work the way they think it's going to work. And I think when everything is all said and done, either they allow Trump to win or we redo the elections with paper, with voter ID, election day in one day, and it's hand counted with everyone watching. And if that is actually done, Trump is going to give the finger to the deep state, because it's going to be a red wave like you've never, ever seen before. It's going to be like, what just happened here? I can't believe Trump won by so many votes. It's going to show the people that we have always been the majority. The people have always been in control of the country. We just didn't realize that we were all together in this, because what did the deep state do? They divided us. Trump is bringing us together. Trump is letting everyone see that we're not divided. We're united. And I do believe that if it does play out this way, people are going to realize that we are united. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth, economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at $60,000, selling at $1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's just talk about gold. Gold's breaking price records faster than politicians break promises. Not just once, not twice, multiple all-time highs this year alone. Now look at the election chaos ahead. Markets bouncing like a pinball machine. Saving accounts are getting crushed by inflation. But gold writes its own story. As usual, it's like clockwork. When election uncertainty goes up, gold climbs higher. Been that way since before your grandparents were born. That's why savvy investors aren't waiting. They're moving to Noble Gold Investments now because timing isn't just important, it's everything. Think about it. While everyone else debates left or right, you could be choosing up. The writing's on the wall. Question is, are you reading it? Visit x22gold.com today. And let's talk about putting history's most trusted asset to work for your future. Noble Gold experts will give you your options and you can take it from there. And if you sign up this month, you can get up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account. Some opportunities are too good to miss. Visit x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind.